All right. I did the whole microphone tapping thing in the back, so I was pretty sure we were in the clear. So Pentecost Sunday, the end of the Easter season. So enjoy the last basking of light from the Easter candle for a little while. It's a big day for me. Pentecost Sunday was the first Mass I said alone as a priest. It's called a Mass of Thanksgiving. There were a bunch today for the newly ordained. A lot of us get ordained the Saturday before Pentecost, and that's very fitting. So it was actually the first and last Mass I had at my home parish at St. Teresa of Calcutta, North Lake. Good memories for Pentecost. Now, for the lesson today, I just want to invite you to consider the significance of Pentecost as the birth of the church, the true beginning of the church, on a spiritual and ontological level. I phrased it that way on purpose. Because, as my friends who like history are keen to remind me, the Catholic Church, as we know and understand it today, did not exist for decades or maybe even centuries, depending on your definition, after the death and resurrection of Christ. That is true on an institutional level. The Catholic Church, as an organization, did not just pop into existence fully formed on Pentecost Sunday. All right? The church that we recognize today has dogma, doctrine, moral teachings, ordained clergy, a creed. You know, none of that, absolutely none of that, was resolved on Pentecost Sunday. That's even assuming it came up in conversation. For that, I'll allow some wiggle room on the apostles' behalf. And so, just to put it in perspective, for hundreds of years in the early church, for hundreds of years, it was commonplace to be baptized on your deathbed. So that means that people lived their entire lives, going to church and not receiving the Eucharist because they weren't baptized out of fear for sinning after accepting Christ. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine just how different that life of faith must have been compared to our own? And can you appreciate just how far we've come in our theology since those first early years of the church? So yeah, on Monday after Pentecost, there were still things for us to work out. My friends are right in that way. But Pentecost is, nevertheless, the true birth of the church, because it was Pentecost Sunday that the apostles received the continuation of the mission of Christ. The gift that they got was the gift of the Holy Spirit, tongues of fire and all of that. But they didn't just get a gift. They got a responsibility as well. And the responsibility they inherited was to go out into the world by the name of Jesus. Jesus was sending them out into the world just like the Father sent him into the world. That is Pentecost Sunday. That is the mission of Christ, and at the very heart of the matter, that is the true nature of the church. And it has always been so. From Pentecost Sunday to this moment, right here, right now. Just one more thing to add before we move on to Mass today. It's worth noting that none of us is actually sent in exactly the same way as Jesus was, or his disciples, or indeed anyone that has come before us. Jesus had a very specific mission that he was sent for. Okay? It was a mission that only the Son of God could accomplish by dying on the cross. So the task at hand for Jesus was a task that no one else could possibly hope to accomplish. It was entirely unique in that way. It had to be the Son of God. It had to be Christ. All of his disciples had at least slightly different missions bestowed upon them compared to each other. No two disciples were identical in that way. And every saint in history has had to live out their faith in the context of their own life. It's just the same thing for us today. We are sent out into the world in the name of Christ. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about holy orders, or raising a family, or teaching, or standing up for justice, or caring for the needy, or even growing food. If it is in the name of Jesus, it counts. That it is Pentecost in that way. So no matter where you end up, and no matter what you end up doing, do it for God, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit.